KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KS 95.1.
Buddy, you were in Charleston this weekend on our three-day weekend.
Yes. So I do a production business where we live stream weddings. And oh my gosh, did I have such a tough time.
What happened? You almost ruined someone's wedding?
It's so bad. Poor Megan and Paul. Thank God they're on their honeymoon. They can't hear this.
Oh no.
Because they have no idea what was going on behind the scenes. So here we are in Charleston. It's maybe 97, 98 degrees. But with my equipment running, my equipment was registering at 110 degrees.
Wow.
And all my equipment was like not working. And there were times I was grabbing camera equipment, running into my car with the AC on, sitting there trying to cool things down because nothing was working.
Wow.
It was so bad.
Because electronics and heat don't match.
Don't match. They just don't match. And unfortunately, for this wedding, every camera angle was just in the blistering sun. We couldn't. By the way, the whole point of my business is live streaming the video
for people who can't be there. Wonderful idea.
Couldn't live stream it.
Really?
That didn't happen
because of the heat.
Well, there was some Facebook issues. There's some network issues.
Okay.
The heat was not the reason for that.
Oh no. So did they find out that the wedding wasn't streamed? Like they promised family members who couldn't be there.
I don't know.
They walked back down the aisle and she checked her phone and probably had like 600 text messages from people that were like, "We missed the whole thing. What happened?"
I felt so bad, y'all.
Did you just play this with the "Please stand by"?
"Please stand by while we attempt to establish it." For some odd reason, her Facebook account refused access to the stream. Like, it thought I was trying, and this is no lie, it thought that it was like a commercial. Like, Facebook thought that we were trying to do a commercial or something, and they were blocking us.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's her wedding. Like, I need Facebook's, algorithm gods to allow this. And it wouldn't work. And then on top of
for
that,
for the love of Mark Zuckerberg.
At that point, I make the decision, okay, so people at home who couldn't make it, they're not going to watch it. Okay, fine. Let's at least record it.
Right.
While we're recording, one camera goes. And I'm like, oh, the heat. Because for the past 2 hours, all I've been doing is running back and forth to the car.
What are you wearing?
The cameras down.
So I'm wearing, and that's the other part of this whole thing.
Nothing at this point.
Lauren, there's something called, there's something called trigger questions, and I know exactly what to ask Roy.
We didn't dress appropriately, bro.
Did you have your sweater vest on?
So, plus my boyfriend, I love him to death. He's in a full suit. You know, he's wearing the earpiece.
You lugged him along?
Oh, yeah.
He got roped into it. He had an earpiece in.
He was part of the production company that day. Here's me. I'm wearing a tie and a sweater vest and pants, but it's all kind of dark colored, and I am dripping of sweat. To the point, like, I'm looking at my... So we have, like, an iPad where I can monitor the cameras, and I keep having to wipe the screen down because of the sweat. But an iPad's touchscreen, so every time I'm wiping the sweat off, it's changing camera angles. It was a nightmare. Nightmare. And then I'm in the sun, and I can't see any of the camera angles, and I'm praying to God I got the shot. I'm praying I do. And I'm praying that this is, the audio's working.
This is the biggest day of these people's lives.
I know.
None of it's working for me.
So what happens at this point? Like, do you end up refunding this person?
Roy's sitting here with his hand in his head.
I know, I felt so bad.
Like, and then towards the very end of the wedding, the cameras completely shut off. Before I had a chance to stop recording.
Please tell me, did you catch the "I now pronounce you"?
So I'm hoping that it's still saved. I don't even know if the video is saved. And so what I do, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not about to tell this woman on her wedding that I don't have the vows. Not about to do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my shoulder mount. I have like a shoulder mount camera, and I'm just going to record a bunch of things, get some beautiful shots, record the first dance. I wasn't even supposed to record the first dance. I'll stay late. I'll record as much as I can. And so at least she has something, because I'm prepared that the vows didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
And so she brings me over right before I'm leaving. And by the way, Megan and Paul loves the show, big fans of the show. And she's asking me, did you get the vows? And I don't want to say, Not so sure about that.
Yeah.
Because that's not what you tell the bride on your wedding.
Sure, yeah.
But in my head,
why didn't you just have them redo it just in case? Like, hey, you know what?
We're going to reset everyone back to one.
Yeah. I would have loved,
everybody.
Dude, if I could have, like, paused a wedding, I really, and, like, they started coming, and I'm like, okay, so this is happening now. I'm not ready. I'm freaking out.
No.
Roy, I'm not an expert, but that camera sounds like it's making a weird noise.
Oh, it's so bad. I'm literally running to my car, putting my equipment at the, holding them up to the AC vent in my car, trying to cool down this equipment because nothing's working.
They
got married outside, man. And it wasn't, if you're sitting outside, it was hot. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But, like, you forget that the camera equipment adds another 10, 15 degrees.
So do you think you are a distraction to everyone during the ceremony with your tomfoolery of running around and trying to make things work?
It's so funny. Her guests would come up to me pouring of sweat, by the way. Like, I'm so bad. Like, I can barely see because I'm having to wipe my eyes. And they're like, so which side does the bride and groom sit on?
I don't know.
And I'm like, so I was like, I don't know. I mean, wherever the groom's standing, you sit on that side. I don't know.
Irritable.
I don't know where anyone goes. I don't even know where Megan and Paul's going to be. I don't know how to film this.
How did Megan and Paul find out about your services? Listening to the show?
No, they saw me at the, because we pay for wedding expos, and my company was at the wedding expo.
I love that. You're so professional, but it never works. There's always...
Oh, it was so bad.
Is the company still in existence?
Well, after the lawsuit, probably not.
Maybe at a discount rate.
Well, we did. I ended up looking on Judge Judy. I do have still a couple camera angles of the vows, so I'm going to kind of piece it together. But, dude,
Megan, Paul, we have this really cool new way of shooting things, and it's just audio.
See, I was thinking the opposite.
Black screen. It's so artsy.
Make them a music video to what you have.
Oh, and then as I'm telling her, I didn't tell her, of course, that I'm having major equipment issues. The only thing I told her is that we didn't go on live stream. She's like, that's fine. I can't wait to see the footage. And now, meanwhile, in my head, I'm thinking, I don't have any of the vows in my head. And I'm thinking, I can't tell her this. And she just goes... And I don't like any artsy, craftsy with a bunch of music. Just give me the vows, and that's all I need. And I'm thinking,
oh, I'm done.
That's the one thing I don't have. That's the one thing, but I do have it. It did save.
Okay.
But man, yeah. I was scared. And Sterling was watching from a distance, and he was like prepared to come like get me in the event that they were yelling at me.
If people want to use your services, how can they contact you?
Don't contact me.
We'll recommend someone else.
The business is closed.
You gotta get up. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.